Okay, we're on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. Last few words. V'miktosh bracha achas. The Mikdash, they made the Birkas Kohen in one long bracha instead of splitting it up into three. The Kol Kach Lama, why? L'fishein onim amim v'miktosh. Because they didn't answer Amen in the Mikdash. They answered, what's it called? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ali Alam Vo'ed. And Tosa speaks about Lamaisa, so why didn't they say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ali Alam Vo'ed at the end of each bracha? He said, no, they said that at the Shem Hashem. When they mentioned Shem Hashem, they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ali Alam Vo'ed. And they used to end the brachas, all of them, with Baruch Hashem Li Alam, Amen Vi Amen, Min Ha'olam Vi Ad Ha'olam. So the they didn't say that because you're not allowed to add brachas to Birchas Kohanim. So therefore, they didn't answer Amen, and they, what's it called, said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, but they didn't say it in between the brachas. They said it when the Haskoras Hashem. Ton Rabbanan, the Kol Kach Lomah Shem Mikdash Omer Eshlosh Tem Bracha Achas Shein Onin Omer B'Mikdash The Ein Kan B'Mela Hafsik. There's nothing to separate. Okay. Even though they answered, like we said, Baruch Shem Kavod, they didn't do that at the end of the bracha. Here they did it at the Haskoras Hashem, just like it says by Yom Kippur. When they heard the Shem Hashem, they would be Koreo Mishtachave and say Baruch Shem Kavod. Tana Rabbanan, Menayin Shein Onim Ami V'Mikdash, Shenemar Kumu Baruchu As Hashem Elokeichem Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam. How do you know you don't answer Amen? Because at the end of every bracha they would say, Baruch Hashem li'olam Baruch Hashem min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. Rashi, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeichem min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. The Sefer Ezra k'siv, Shekol bracha shayu mevarchim v'mikdash kachayu mevarchim. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. L'mogin Avram v'chein l'mechayam meisim. Every bracha they would end with this ending, and then they would say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed. Minayin shall call bracha bracha tehila. How do you know when every bracha they said this extra tehila? Shenemar vayivarchu shem kvodecha. Umaromam al kol bracha tehila. Al kol bracha ubracha tein lo tehila. In the Mikdash, there was an inyan to add an extra praise by every bracha. So that's what they did, and the people answered Baruch Shem Kavod. Okay, Birkas Kohen Gadol. Sirashi, Yivorchu Shem Kvodecho, Shar Ha'am Yanu Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed, Sheha'am Onim Lahalel Lahodos. Since he added an extra Tehillah, they also were Mahalel Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus. Okay. Birchas Kohen Gadol Ketzad. What's the brach of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Hachazen Hakneses Notel Sefer Torah, Venos No Lo Lerosh Hakneses. The Chazen of the Knesses, and we'll see what he did. He takes the Sefer Torah and he gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Rosh HaKnesses knows no the Sagan. And the Rosh HaKnesses gave it to the Sagan, the understudy of the Kohen Gadol. Vaskan knows no the Kohen Gadol. And the Sagan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. All of this was the covet for the Kohen Gadol that so many people should serve him. The Kohen Gadol Omei to Makabel. The Kohen Gadol received the Sefer Torah. He opened it and read from it. The Kori Achrimos, Vaach Ba'osar. He read Achrimos, and then in Emor, right after that, the Parsha of Yom Kippur, Ach Ba'osar. The goal is Satorah, Umeinicha Becheko. Then he rolls it up and holds it. V'omer Yesem Mimasha Korisi Lefnechem Kosukan. And he said to them, more than's written in, what's it called, in this part of the Torah, what's it called, more than I read you is written here. In other words, what I'm going to read now, Baal Peh, is also in the Torah. You shouldn't think it's not from the Torah. But he's not going to roll to that place and read it from the Ksav because of Tircha de Tzibura. Because it's not covered at Tzibur to stand there and make them wait while he rolls the Sefer Torah. Uva Osir Shebechum, but the, from Achrimos to Emor is not a long hefsik, and therefore while the Meturgamon was saying the Targum of the last Psukim, he was rolling it to the next Parsha. Then he would read what we read from Mafter, from Pinchas, about Yom Kippur. He would read that Baal Peh, because it was too much to roll from Emor to Pinchas. And then he would say eight brachas, right? Al HaTorah, the Al HaAvodah, the Al HaHodoyah, That's Modim, Val Mechila Sa'avon, like we say, Melech Mochel Lesoleach Lavanosenu, V'al HaMikdash, a special bracha on the Mikdash, V'al Yisrael, special bracha for Klal Yisrael, V'al HaKohanim, V'al Yerushalayim, V'al Shar HaTfila, that's the Girsa should be. And then he would say, what's it called, Shomea Tfila. See Rashi, Rashi explains all these brachas. Birchas Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim, La'achar Shekol So'avodas HaYom, after he finished all the avod of the Yom, so Kori Batorah, Kedem Forest Vazel, the Kohen Gadol would read from the Torah, the Parshios of Yom Kippur. Umevorech Shmona Brachos, Kedemayin L'meim L'kamon, he would make eight brachas on that Kriyas HaTorah. Chazan HaKnesses, Shamash HaKnesses, the Chazan HaKnesses is what we call the Shamas. Shetoreach Torach Iskei HaKnesses Olav, Lahachnis, Lahotzi, Lahafshi, Lesateva, Lahachin Hakol. He's the guy who took care of all of the practical, the what's it called, the physical, material things in the Mikdash. That's a Chazan HaKnesses. Rosh HaKnesses, Alpiv Minechtoch in Divrei HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses is the person who made the decisions for the policies of the Knesses. Me after, right, who's gonna say Aftorah, Benavi, Mi Yifros al Shema, right, he gave out the Kibudim. Mi Yerid Lifnei Ateva. The other guy did all the work. These people are the ones who decided who gets the Kibudim. So one is the Gabai, second one, the first one's the Shamas. Sgan, Hamuch and Tachas Kohen Gadol. That the Sgan is the understudy of the Kohen Gadol, ready to take his place if something happens to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shem Yerobo Psuol Yishamish Tachtov. The Kori Achrimos, Shehu Seder Yom HaKippurim. Achrimos, we read the beginning of Achrimos, is the Kriyas HaTorah for Yom Kippur in the morning. Uparsha Rishona Lechudakomer, means the first Parsha in Achrimos, which has to do with Yom Kippur. The Ach Be'osar, Parsha Shoro Kesef, Asmuchahi Achrimos. The Yochel Liglo Sefer Torah Lashon, Ba'ot Shamaturgama Metarge Mikra Achron Shal Parsha Achrimos. It's easy to roll the Sefer Torah to Ach Be'osar, to Shorva Kesev, which is the Moadim in Emor, the part about Yom Kippur, while the Meturgaman is saying the last Pasuk in Achrimos. In the Parsha of Achrimos, the last Pasuk in the Parsha of Achrimos that they read about Yom Kippur. The Ein Kan Gnai L'Tzivo, the goal is Sator, after that he rolls it up. The Afalpishi Adayin Yikre Bo'osr Shal Chumash Pikudim, even though he's going to read from the Parsha of Yom Kippur in Pinchas, right, in Bamidbar, Alpe Yikro, so he's going to read that by heart. He's not going to read it from the Sefer Torah. V'lo Yigola Sefer Torah L'Sham Neshehu Rachok, it's far away. The Yeshohol Shiatzik Meturgaman, it's plenty of time to roll, it would take more time than it would take the Meturgaman to say the last Pasuk in Parshas Emor of Yom Kippur. The Yishtok Lithneim, Vein Maskel B'Pasuk Acher, Vein Ve'ikah Genai, it's a Genai, it's Tircha de Tzibura to make them wait, while nothing's doing. V'omer Yesri Mashikorisi Lithneichem Kosuka, and Afa Bishani Osid Likro Old Parsha, he makes it clear that even though I'm going to read something else, it's not because it's not written in here that I'm reading it Balpeh, it's because, there's no time to roll the Sefer Torah. Why didn't they take a second Sefer Torah? I'm not sure. It could be the reason is since you're reading from the same Inyonim, it's not like here we put it away and we call up a new Aliyah, it's all the same person reading. It's a Gnai for the first Sefer Torah. It seems like something's wrong with the first Sefer Torah. Why have to take a second Sefer Torah? We take a second Sefer Torah because different people, a different Aliyah. But there it's all the same Kohen Gadol. So, Al Damu La'acher She Mesira She Chaserahi. Don't think that there's something missing from this Sefer Torah, therefore I have to read it Balpeh. Min ha-Sefer hazeh, v'lachein ha-nigolo. D'yosef ma shekoris lefneichem, b'inyin hayom kosuba. More than I read to you is written here. It's written, but I don't want to have to roll it, so you don't have to stand here and wait while I'm rolling it. U'v'gmar boy kol kach lama, u'mishanin shelo hotzi laz al Sefer Torah. Why does he have to say all of this? In order not to motzi laz, that we should think that this is not written in the Torah. Something's missing from the Sefer Torah. Ala Torah, Brocha Shal Achareha, makes the Brocha Asher Nosan Lanu, the Alho Avoda Ritzei, the Alho Da Modim, Levisha Om the Shenigmara Avoda, the Ein Avoda Below Hoda. Once you finish the Avoda, you say Hoda, you thank the Rabbanim for giving you the opportunity to do the Avoda, kidamrina bin sechas megillah. Zoveach told the yechabdeneni, achar zvicha hodah. Right, after the zvicha, after the avoda comes hodah. Therefore, after avoda, ritzei, comes modim. The almechila sa'avon ato bechartanu, shechosin melech mocha v'soleach lavonoseinu v'lavonos amo Yisrael. The bracha, the kedusha sayom of Yom Kippur. The alha mikdash, mispal alha mikdash, v'chosin v'borach asher bochar b'mikdash. Bracha that we never say, but someday maybe. Yisrael, mispal Yisrael, v'chosin borach ha'bocher b'amo Yisrael. The chain al Yerushalayim. V'meseches soter Yushalmish meforishla. The Gemara in Yerushalmi explains what these brachas are. The Ashar HaTfila, the Gemara Meforishla. The Gemara explains what's Ashar HaTfila, but it's the bracha of Shomei HaTfila. Okay, go on. Shema Mina, Cholkin Kovod L'Talm, Mokmarav. Since we have all these other people getting covered, the Shamish and the Gabai, right, the Chazan and the Shamish HaKnesses, and the Rosh HaKnesses. So you see, you give kavod, even though the Kohen Gadol is standing there, he's the Rav, you give kavod to the Talmidim, b'makom harav, and it's a machlokas, whether cholkin kavod the Talmid, b'makom harav. Rabbi, kula mishum kvod the Kohen Gadol. No, it's not giving kavod to these individuals by giving them, but it's all a kavod to the Kohen Gadol. That a lot of people are involved in being mechabed the Kohen Gadol by giving him the Sefer Torah. So it's not, we're not mechabed the people in between. All of it is a covered for the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol omid makabel v'korei omid mechlal the yoshefer, which mashma that before this he was sitting. Right now he stands up. When they hand him the Sefer Torah, he stands up. That means he's standing from a position of prior to that being sitting. The Omer Mar in Yeshiva Bazor Elamali Beis David Bilad Shenemar Vayovu Hamelech David Vayeshav Nei Hashem Vayomer Mi Anochi. Right. So the Maisa, what's it called? Only Malchei Beis Dovid are allowed to sit in the Azorah. And it could be it's only an Isser Drabonon to sit in the Azorah. And since there's a Pasuk Betheirish that says that Malchei Beis Dovid can sit, the Rabbonon didn't answer it. It's a famous klal of the Taz that wherever the Torah said something Betheirish is mutter, the Rabbonon didn't answer it. They only made their Gzeiris where the Torah didn't say Betheirish. For instance, they answered Lulav and Shofar on Shabbos, because the Torah didn't say Betheirish you're allowed to have lulav and shofar on Shabbos. There's no reason you can't. But there's no place where it says Betheirish to have it, dafka on Shabbos, so therefore the Rabbanan could answer it. But Mila, where it says Betheirish, Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos, we learn from that, Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos, so the Torah said Betheirish you can make Mila on Shabbos, there and then the Rabbanan didn't answer Mila on Shabbos for fear that you would carry the Ismail or whatever. That's one reason why. So in any case, over here, it could be it's also min haTorah to sit in the Azorah, and then, what's it called, the Pasuk tells me that this is not included, or it's only also with the Rabbanan, and even though the Rabbanan could ask for something, they didn't ask for something where the Pasuk says, Beferish it's mutter. So they didn't ask for it by Balchei Beis David. So the Gemara of Chizda, so how could the Kohen Gadol sit in the Azorah? It's also to sit. Wasn't in the Ezras Yisrael, it was outside the walls of the Azorah in the Ezras Noshim, and that wasn't Niskadesh Bikdushas Azorah. Even we have the Sha'arim, the Shar Nikanor, which entered into the Azorah, even the doorway wasn't Kodesh. Kodesh came outside of that.
So where did they read the Torah?
In the Ezras Noshim.
In the Ezras Noshim.
Hachanami Be'Ezras Noshim. That's where he read it, in Ezras Noshim. Meisvei vehechen korin bo ba'azora, right? So what's it? So we'll see. Let's stop here. Let's see Rashi. Shema mino midiktani chazan haknesses notul sefer Torah v'nosul la rosh haknesses ve'ein chazan haknesses nosul la kohen gadol. He doesn't give it directly to the kohen gadol. Ela mechabed is rosh haknesses. He gives kavod to the rosh haknesses by giving it to him first. Bifnei askan, bifnei kohen gadol, and then the mechabed the skan who gets it next. So you see, you give kavod to a Talmid b'makom harav. Kuru v'rosh haknesses mechabed askan b'fnei kohen gadol. Shema mina cholkin kavod l'talmid, talmid katan cholik kavod l'talmid gadol mimenu. V'afapi sharav sha, a smaller Talmid gives kavod to a greater Talmid, even though the rav is standing there. V'ein genai l'rav, it's not a genai to the rav that you're giving kavod to other people in front of him. Ushamekamandi omer cholkin, machlokin, right in Bava Basra. whether Chol can cover the Rav, the Pluk Sahiba Beyeshnochlim Gabi Benos Slavchad. Right, because it says over there they came in front of everybody, Moshe and Elazar and whatever. So Shaila is what that means. First they gave cover to the other ones in front of Moshe, or no? They came to Moshe first, and then the other ones were Mela there. Kula Mishum Kvoda the Kohen Gadol, La'olam Ein Cholkin. No, there's no Raya from here. You don't give cover to a lesser Talmud in front of the Rav. V'hocha Kula Mishum Yakra the Kohen Gadol. The whole thing here is a cover for the Kohen Gadol. Shemar Nish Malosav Mala L'Mala Mimala. Right, we show that we're going up the ladder till we get finally to the Kohen Gadol. So it's not all covered of the people in between, it's all covered of the Kohen Gadol. Ein Yeshiva Bazora, they ain't covered Shemayim Bekach. It's not covered for the Rabbanu Shalom to sit in the Azora. Vafilu Malachi Ashoris ain't Lohem Shom Yeshiva. Even the Malachim can't sit there. I don't understand what that means, because the Gemara says one of the properties of a Malach is that they can't sit. They only stand. Right, they don't have joints. Tchsiv om de mimalo says by the malachim they stand there. What's it called? Kirvas al achad min kamayu. Okay, so in any case, I don't know why it says the malachim can't sit. They can't sit anyway.
Because
they're always in the Azorah, because always around the Rav.
Okay. Yeah, but they're by Avram, they said.
What?
By Avram, the three malachim said.
Who said?
He was serving them under the tree.
So maybe they were standing and eating like by a kiddush. Also could be that the malachim don't sit when they're in the Azora, right, when they're around the Rabbanu Shalom. When they come into this world in human guise and they're not around the Rabbanu Shalom, then they can sit. Ela Malchid is David, Shecholik Lahem Amokum Kovad Laharo Shemalchuso Shlema. The Rabbanu Shalom wants to show that the Malchus of Beis David is perfect, therefore he lets them sit in the Azora. Kedom Rav Chisla, come on, Bezras Noshim. How you calling, Bo? They read it in the Ezras Noshim. The He Hoy Sechol, Kishar Harabais. The Ezras Noshim didn't have the Kedusha Sazora, it had the Kedusha of Harabais. Nothing more. Shalom Niskadish, Elamin Achoma Velifnim. The Azora was only Kodesh as an Azora from the wall of the Azora, the inner facade of the wall. Vafilu Chalal Shar Nikonor, Ha'olam Yezras Noshim, Les Israel, Niskadish. Even the thickness of the doorway, the outer facade, till the inner facade of the wall wasn't Kodesh Betusha Sazora, like we had, that the Metzora came and he put his fingers in from there.